The president has announced three steps that he says will increase production of fuels from corn, soybeans, wood, and other organic, renewable sources. Step one comes from the EPA, which has put in place a renewable fuels standard that requires production of biofuels to roughly triple in 12 years. EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson says results of new research would allow more production of corn-based ethanol. She says it can reduce greenhouse gas emissions 20% compared to conventional gas or diesel fuel.
And therefore, the amount of growth in the ethanol market, the corn-based ethanol market, will be dependent on market investment.
But Jackson says to get to that 20% reduction, producers have to be energy efficient. The other pro-biofuels announcements include the U.S. Ag Department proposing a biomass crop assistance program and a federal panel issuing a strategy to meet or beat the nation's biofuel targets. Scott Weiss of the Burlington-based company Wisconsin Biofuels says he likes yesterday's announcement, but he says the industry still needs Congress to reauthorize production tax credits for biofuels.
Producers that I know of are pretty much idle right now and have laid people off because they can't produce it and still make a profit without the tax credit.
Some analysts say the biofuels announcement is an attempt by the White House to get more farm states like Wisconsin to support a federal climate change bill. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.